The IEC is conducting public hearings on the Political Funding Act draft regulations that will provide guidelines and regulate funding for parties. The Act includes a ban on foreign donations and requires parties to disclose all donations above 100,000 Rand. Political parties, civil society organizations, and COSATU making submissions yesterday. And of course, that public hearing continuing today. Joining me on the line is Matthew Parks, COSATU's parliamentary coordinator. Matthew, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
My understanding is that you're opposed to the idea of having a threshold of 100,000 Rand before donors are obviously noted in some sort of public platform of the various political parties. Why?
Yes, I mean, look, we welcome the Act. The Act is a progressive Act, as you indicated. It requires parties to disclose who donated money. It bans foreign government donations. It also bans the South African government and public entities from making donations. Our fear about the 100,000 Rand threshold is that you'll get some clever chap with wrong motives then simply donating 99,000 Rand to a party, knowing that the party won't then have to disclose the donation. And that's a huge loophole. For us, the principle is about disclosing all donations to support transparency, to fight against corruption, etc. If you donate to a party, you must accept ownership and be willing to be identified. So for us, that's a huge loophole. It needs to be rescinded by Parliament. It needs to be fixed. And administratively, actually, it's more easy for parties to donate, to disclose everything, because when you get your bank statement, it is based on the calendar month. It's not based upon a financial threshold amount, you know. But for us, it's a worrying thing that you can allow people to circumvent a progressive act through this loophole.
One of the advantages to me as a voter knowing who has donated to political party A is, I suppose, following the dotted line and seeing what influence, if any, that that donor would have had in policies that are then being put through government by that governing party. The counter to that also, though, has been that if donor Z donates to a political party that is not in government, the party that is in government might then, put unnecessary amounts of pressure and tension on that particular donor because they're donating to a party that is in opposition to them.
No, sure. Look, the bill has even provided for such instances. So the person can apply to the IEC and say, please don't disclose my identity. I want to remain anonymous. And the IEC has got a few criteria and regulations upon which they can decide, okay, fine, we believe, we hear you, and therefore we won't disclose it. But look, I mean, by and large, we've got a fairly robust judiciary, a robust IEC. Parliament is very vibrant. I don't really see that as being a huge issue. But also, you have to weigh up, what is the greater evil? Is the greater evil allowing people simply to buy off political parties in exchange for tenders at a municipal level or wherever, or massaging a few rich people's desire for privacy? And I think we have to err on the side of dealing with corruption. And look, it's not just a problem facing the ANC as a ruling party nationally and in most provinces. The DA is ruling in the Western Cape, provincially and locally. Even it's in partnership with the EFF, with the Freedom Front, the ACDP, COPE, at different levels. So this is really a cancerous problem facing all political parties. The public has lost confidence in the political system. We need to rebuild that trust, and this will actually go a long way. But, you know, like taking any other medication, it's a bit painful, but we have to do it. And parties should be disclosing all donations they receive. Otherwise, we're just going to be having a very weak piece of legislation.
Matthew, let me ask this question, and I'll certainly understand if you choose not to answer it. It's outside the purview of certainly the Political Funding Act that is currently under consideration. But we know that one of the issues between the public protector and the president at the moment pertains to that 500,000 Rand Bosasa donation that was made to his campaign. Do you think the considerations, the guidelines contained in this act should extend as far as if you are running for leadership for a political party, which is an internal process, that you should then be expected to declare who your donors are?
Yeah, look, that would be the ideal situation. I mean, that's a bit of a grey area because it's internal party stuff. I don't know if the Act really goes far enough to deal with that. But look, I think in principle it would place an onus on them to disclose that. But the principal issue would be that we want transparency. So if party leaders, whether in the ANC or DA or wherever, contest and they raise money, they should have to disclose that, because obviously there are strings attached, as the Bosasa kind of, you know, approach to bribing politicians across the country shows. You know, you need to have maximum transparency, and that'll benefit the parties themselves, because the parties themselves are battling with this toxic level of corruption internally as well, you know. And it's at all levels. It even goes down to municipal level, where I'm a ward councillor. If you give me a bit of money, I'll give you a housing allocation, I'll give you a job on the EPWP contract or a municipal tender. So really, we need to have as tight systems as possible to deal with the scourge. And look, I think the other thing from COSATU is that our members are workers. They pay taxes, and they're quite tired of government squeezing them with VAT hikes, electricity hikes, income tax hikes, declining public services, freezing public service vacancies, now wanting to retrench public service workers. Yet at the same time, political parties are demanding increasing funding from Parliament or the IEC or the legislature. So if politicians want to be funded by the state, they need to also get their act together and stop misbehaving all the time.
In fact, it was in 2017, wasn't it, when former ANC Chief Whip Jackson Tembe, now serving in the President's Cabinet, said that poor state funding of parties forced them as political parties to rely heavily on private donors. If the state was to provide the political parties more funding, we would then be going quite a long way, won't we, in addressing the potential for any kind of corrupt behavior between a donor and that political party representative?
No, sure. Theoretically, that's true. And look, they do get some money now from Parliament, the IEC, the legislatures. But also, we also have to ask, why are we privileging parties? So a trade union, for example, doesn't get money from the state. They get money from the members. They have to submit audited financial statements to the Department of Labor to remain registered as a trade union. There's no cry around that. So why are these political parties feeling they're some kind of golden children who need to be massaged and mollycoddled? NGOs themselves, if they want to get any funding from the state, have to give detailed audited financial statements. But look, I think we agree with the principle of Jackson Tembe that you want to get away from political parties to being dependent upon rich business people who can, you know, bribe them, influence them in exchange for tenders. But really, it's a bit of a difficult sell to the public right now when the state is bleeding, when Eskom is on the verge of collapse because of the very same incompetent politicians who brought it to the verge of collapse.
Matthew, thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Matthew Parks is the Parliamentary Coordinator for the Trade Union COSATU.